Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Yoakum of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
I'll tell you what, Tunch, last Sunday at Heinz Field was a little bit strange.
Yeah.
Steelers playing a game really had no bearing on their playoff possibilities. Those had been doused the previous week against the Cincinnati Bengals. However, it was a game, as Mike Tomlin said, and the players and coaches believed that they owed it to the sport to give it their best. So we owe it to you, the fans, to give it our best as well. So we're going to break this game down just like we would if it was a game for home field advantage in the playoffs. One of the things, Tunch, we saw in the last couple of weeks was Troy being Troy. Second and 14 at the Steelers' 25-yard line in the first quarter, Troy Polamalu does his thing.
You know, Lebs, when you look at this, it does look like Troy being Troy, and it looks like Troy does a little bit of freelancing here. As you look at the Cleveland Browns, it's second and 14, and what they're going to do is they're going to run what we used to call 135 trap pass. And what's going to happen is you're going to see Luavo, the right guard, he's going to pull out, and they're going to fake the handoff to the running back. Thad Lewis is going to he's going to roll over here, and you're going to see Greg Little go here at an angle. It's going to be a flag, what they call flag route, and you're going to watch the receiver come here and just hook it up right here. These guys are all in man coverage. You've got man coverage here and man over here. Troy right here is going to freelance. Now, Troy knows where the first down marker is, and he also knows that all day long that Thad Lewis has been in this rhythm mode where everything is coming out quick, and what he's doing is he's pre-reading where he's going to go with the ball. So right now he sees this huge cushion, so Thad Lewis knows that he's going to go to the outside receiver because of that cushion in the first down area at the snap of the ball. Watch the way Troy jumps the route. We're going to watch him. He starts out right here, the snap of the ball. Here comes Lewis. Right now, Troy already reads it. The ball is just left the hand of Thad Lewis. There is Troy. He jumps that route, and now that's a pick going the other way. Great play, great intuition, and great anticipation.
Leonard Pope, the touchdown machine. What other player in the National Football League, Tunch, can say that 66.6% of their catches go for touchdowns? That's what Leonard Pope can say. This is his second touchdown on his third catch of the season. It broke a 3-3 tie here in the second quarter.
Well, let's take a look at the film, because Chuck Knoll, my old head coach, used to say, sometimes you just have to be an actor. And already we've seen Will Johnson come here in motion. Here is Paulson. Here is Leonard Pope. And what you're going to see these guys do is they're trying to penetrate and get low. We used to call this root hog, and you got to root them up. The linebackers are going to attack the line of scrimmage because they're expecting run. Everybody's keying on Isaac Redman. They know how good he is at running the ball. But what Leonard Pope is going to do, he is going to act like he's blocking down, and then he is going to get caught in all this mess. And at the very last moment, he is going to pop out over here. Now, you're going to watch Paulson go to the back of the end zone, Will Johnson go to the corner of the end zone. But the reality is no one's even looking at Leonard Pope, because he is a touchdown machine. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. The snap of the ball. Right now, all these guys jump up. Now, can you tell me where Leonard Pope is? Right now, he's here. You talk about getting caught in the wash and being camouflaged. Nobody's even looking at him. If the two guys that they're covering is right here and right here. But as this play develops, you're going to find out nobody is even looking at Leonard Pope. Now, there he is. Nobody is within 5 yards of him. Ben does a great job of putting the ball on the money, and that's what you call stealing.
Just like the Steelers' entire season, the game against the Browns was not without its mistakes. Here we have another situation of a team with a losing record being coached by a guy likely to get fired who's not afraid to gamble with a fake punt.
Yeah, and let's take a look at this. It's kind of interesting the way this develops. One of the things, I'm not sure if this was called at the line of scrimmage or if this was called on the sidelines. I've really seen nothing that would indicate that it was called here. But one of the things that you can't help but notice is you walk up here, there's a huge hole right in the middle of the field. And so the Steelers have four guys to the right, three guys to the left. So what the Cleveland Browns actually call here is what we would call a 34 double turn. And what you're going to see end up happening is here is the left tackle, he's going to go out on the outside guy. He's going to go out here. You're going to see everybody go one man to the right here, and the center is going to Brock Will Johnson. The ball is going to be snapped directly to Ray Ventrone, and you're going to watch Joshua Cribbs come up through here, the other up back come through here, and they're going to double team Robert Golden, and we're going to take a look at it kind of slow, and then you're going to see kind of like the parting of the Red Sea at the snap of the ball. Right now, perfect. Look at these guys are coming. Here's where the double team is. Notice how these two guys have been walled off. These guys are walled off. When you're playing a punt return team, if it's man coverage, you're grabbing your man and you're hand fighting them all the way down the field until the ball carry. And I think that's what they're doing. So they're engaged with men right now. They're holding them up. They're holding up. But nobody's got their eyes on the punter to make sure that the ball has come through except for Robert Golden. Robert Golden's getting double teamed, so he's got no chance of making that play. Let's see how it works out. And now you've got Ray Ventrone, who is off to the races.
Here's a question I often have, and it usually has to do with offense. If you call a play and it works, why not run it again on the very next play? Here's an example of the Steelers doing it on defense to close out the win against the Cleveland Browns.
You know, this is one of the things that I love about Dick LeBeau. When a new guy is in, man, you want to take advantage of him. Right now, Greco got hurt, the starting left guard of the Cleveland Browns. In comes Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller has not played any football this year. So they come on up. Thaddeus Lewis calls a wall left. And what a wall left means is Joe Thomas has got the outside guy. Ryan Miller's got the next guy in. And the center, Alex Mack, he's got the first guy in of these three. You've got the right guard, Luavo, is going down to the nose guard. And so based on who comes where, these three guys have these three guys. Well, the problem is that right before the snap, the ball is snapped, you'll see James Harrison come to the outside, and Lawrence Timmons will come here, and then you'll see Ziggy Hood come all the way to the inside, and then Lawrence Timmons will come in between. Ryan Miller will be caught in no man's land. He will not know who to block, and that's why Thaddeus Lewis gets sawed in half. So let's go ahead and take a look at it in slow motion right now. So James Harrison's come to the stop. So at this moment, Ryan Miller is a little confused because he's not sure which one of these three are coming. And as the play continues on, watch the way he decides. At one moment, see right now, he passes off Ziggy Hood to the center, and it's too late. He has no idea that this is his guy. And in his effort to help Alex Mack, or maybe it was in his indecision, he allows Lawrence Timmons to come unblocked. You see him at the last moment. This is one of those which way did he go moves. And meanwhile, watch what happens to his quarterback. He gets sawed in half, and Thaddeus Lewis barely gets up. And so the same thing happens. As you pointed out, Labs, why not do it again? We're going to see the same stunt, only this time you're going to notice that instead of James Harrison lining up here and coming over there, he starts there. And so it's going to be the same exact stunt. Here's James Harrison. Here's Ziggy Hood. Here's Lawrence Timmons. And you'd think he would have got it right. And Joe Thomas does a great thing. Notice this split right here. He winds it out. So he's going to make these guys declare a little bit sooner. But this guy really struggles with it. He really can't seem to figure out exactly what is happening. The snap of the ball. Same thing. He pauses with that guy for 1 second. He's trying to block Lawrence Timmons with one hand. One of the things I've often said on the radio and on this very show, and even in Steelers Digest, that guys out there that are playing against Lawrence Timmons, his speed surprises them. And Ryan Miller right now is shocked at how fast Lawrence Timmons, who's coming here, James Harrison's coming here, how quickly he gets to the quarterback. And by the way, this is a backup quarterback. Thaddeus Lewis got sawed in half. Johnson is the third-team quarterback, And this poor guy has not even thrown a ball yet. I think he threw a couple to the offensive coordinator as he was coming out on the field. This poor guy doesn't have a chance. Let's take a look at it. Once again, this is the which way did he go look. That's two plays in a row. If this game would have lasted any longer, he would have got yanked out of this football game. And once again, one more time. Let's see if we can saw two quarterbacks in half by Lawrence Timmons. You love to see that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we've been waiting to see all season long. It finally came to the surface at the end.
Okay, that'll do it for this episode of Chalk Talk powered by Constellation, as well as this season of Chalk Talk powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. And remember, for your most comprehensive coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's Steelers.com.